We are back on the Huge Show across Michigan Wednesday broadcast presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Spring sports are underway through the championships in May and June. You can watch live and on demand boys and girls Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.TV. That is MHSAA.TV. Man, I sat in my truck last night. I told Ken Cal on air it was lucky the night before, and I thought it was going to be lucky back-to-back nights. It was in terms of the Wings getting a miracle goal with 3.3 seconds left. But Philly, for some reason, pulled the – I didn't understand that – pulled the goalie, like, with 3.5 minutes to go, and the game was tied. I'm like, you know, what are you doing? That was weird when they needed a win – And they could have pulled the goalie later. They could have taken the lead. But in the end, Washington got the 2 points. Wings won an OT or in the shootout. And then they got 2 points. And the Wings lose on the tiebreaker, which stinks. But a valiant effort at the end. It really was. And two of the most unbelievable finishes. The shot with 3.3 left. Just a heck of a run by the Wings. A much better team than we've seen the last 7 years, and I think they're built for the future. Mike Knubel is a former Wing, one of our hockey insiders. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good. Huge. How you doing?
Good, man. That it felt like a game seven night between following the Flyers and the Caps, who dropped the puck at the same time. Then the Wings getting down, the same theme as the night before, but this time in Montreal. And Ken Cal's call when they tied it up to force overtime, just amazing hockey. But I want to get your thoughts on, and I heard Ken Cal and Paul Woods discussing it. I didn't understand why Philly, they needed a win. They needed the 2 points. They couldn't give up a point, I think it was, to Washington. So I assume that's why they pulled their goaltender so early in the game.
Well, I think it was a regulation win. You could debate. You know, a lot of coaches now start to pull it like two and a half.
Right.
Mark is where guys, you know, Derek Lalonde certainly does that. He seems to pull it right, you know, like he's comfortable right around 2.5 minutes. And John Tortorella in Philadelphia, I mean, obviously they needed a regulation win.
Right.
In a 1-1 game. And that's a little bit early, and then it seemed like Washington scored like right away, and that's certainly unfortunate. It wouldn't be great if those games were staggered at all last night, but obviously the schedule is not flexible in that respect. You know, the times are the times, but you know, everybody could have used a little gap, and because they were running simultaneously. I mean, they were to the minute almost, so it was like really hard to make a decision or have a video guy kind of half watching one game and feeding you what's going on. But certainly, I mean, you debated whether it was early or not, but yeah, and John Tortorella needed a regulation win for his team. And obviously that's his priority to care less about how it affects anybody else.
Yeah. One thing I will say, I did watch some of the highlights afterwards. Oh my God. Did the Flyers have so many chances to tie that thing up in the last, yeah, this is after they gave up the early pull the goalie empty netter. They had so many chances in the final 2 minutes to tie it up or even win it. It was amazing.
Sure, and I think they even had one called back, right, during the game.
Yes.
It was a goal they had called back. So, I don't know. It's just like, you know, I feel like it wasn't going Detroit's way. You know, they needed that help from Philly and couldn't quite get it. But certainly the last 2 days, I mean, I think I was on your show last week. What was it, Tuesday, Wednesday on your show, and I think they were playing Pittsburgh that night, and you know, we said they got to play 750 hockey, which they did. They proceeded to lose Pittsburgh right away, and then beat Toronto and beat got all their points against Montreal. So we were right in that respect. But you know, I guess you go back to that Pittsburgh game, it couldn't quite sneak a point out of that game, and that ended up being the their undoing there a little bit. But what I mean, as fans, you know, watching, and Red Wing fans got to be encouraged of the effort they put in the last two games. They were certainly exciting. I know I made sure I wasn't going to miss that last little bit to see the game for them. To tell you know, Dave Perron hit a one, you know, have that one timer with three and a half seconds left was, you know.
Oh my God, that one timer where Larkin's dive and might have used the glove to get the, and yeah, how quick he was able to get it off. And in hockey, it has to, if I'm not wrong, it has to cross the line with time left. It's not like you can let it go and it doesn't matter. It was just and I'm listening on the radio because I was kind of superstitious. So I'm following the Flyers game on the radio and Caps. I'm sitting there listening to the Wings and how surprised Cal was that the shot went in to force overtime. It was just really good. And this team, like I talked with Ken and Paul Woods yesterday before the Montreal game from Canada, you know, this team is different. And they're built for a playoff run coming up. When I say playoff run, one of those, you know, 4 to 7, 8 year runs where they're going to be in the playoffs every year. Would you agree or disagree?
I don't know. You know, it's still, I think still some of that's going to take shape a little bit more as far as some of their prospects filling in. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, a guy like Lucas Raymond and he's, you know, obviously put himself kind of another stratosphere here. I think he had what did he finish with 31 and 40, like 70 point season. That's pretty good in your third year as a 21 year old. And, you know, it's like, who's going to join him? You need some other young blood. And, you know, Larkin certainly gives a valiant effort every night. For most nights, he's, you know, he's a big factor. And when they missed him this year, they didn't have him, you know. And how many more years does he have, good hockey does he have left? And I think the X factor is Patrick Kane. I mean, that guy was as timely as anybody. And the huge shining by Steve Yzerman to bring him in. And they wouldn't be there without him. He's a point per game guy going through. And I mean, I think, you know, they're going to fight like hell, I'm sure, this summer and with his agent trying to make sure that they can keep Patrick Kane. And that's going to be a big factor, I think, in this team moving forward and even being where they are, you know, at this point, where they are next year, you know. And if you don't get Patrick Kane back, who's replacing that, you know, whether it's a combination of free agency or whatever, or growth and some younger players. But certainly there's going to be a bunch of X factors. And I think the players, you know, it's hard, and that's going to be Steve's task, to be like, how close are we really, you know? Are we really close? Will you get lucky at the end? You know, who's got more to give us? You know, who do we feel is going to develop? And so those are really tough questions. I think when you're this close to a playoffs, it makes it really hard for the GM because you're like, oh, you know, like, you got to analyze how close are we? Like, are we really a playoff team, or do we just get on a run, or why did we get to where we got to? You know, is it one guy? Like, I think Patrick Kane is a huge part. You know, and Larkin and Raymond had great years. Can they do it again? So, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. You know, like some of the development going on in Grand Rapids. Marco Kasper's had a nice year. You know, Simon Evanson's up playing. And so, need another guy or two to grab a spot and again, pick a right guy in free agency. And I think a lot will hinge on Patrick Kane and what his demands are going to be as far as a player moving forward.
Mike Knoebel, former wing, former Griffins assistant coach, played at Michigan under Red, East Kentwood High School Falcons with Coach Baum. A lot of stops in the NHL, U.S. Olympian in Italy. One of our hockey insiders joining us. You can follow the Grand Rapids Griffins. They have qualified for the AHL Calder Cup playoffs. Go to griffinshockey.com. Tickets, schedule, listen to the games and more at griffinshockey.com. Michael, appreciate the update on the Wings. Tough way to end the season. I don't like tiebreakers where they're going down to conference wins. I wish there was a one game playoff. I do.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of that stuff's up for, you know, the NBA has proven that, you know, that some of this formula can work. And
yeah,
I mean, I think the NHL is super happy with the way the year ended. You know, I mean, Detroit as a city is not happy, but you know, you have Philly involved, you have Detroit involved, you have Washington involved, and they love that, you know. And it'd be really really cool to have a little extra fight to get in the playoffs here, where it's all, you know, all the chips are in the table here. But you know, it's certainly NBA's proving that model could work, and the NHL may kind of take some of that to their GMs. Maybe may not be next year, you know, or whatever, but maybe in the future, you know, they might be heading that way, where, you know, you can keep that interest up and have a play-in game, which would be super exciting for everybody.
Yeah, you might even have to give the teams that have qualified even a little bit more rest. You might get a play-in weekend where there's games on Friday and Sunday, and, you know, the Wings would play the Caps, and the Pens are playing the Flyers or whoever, and the winners play on Sunday, and they qualify for playoffs 48 hours later. I think that would be fantastic.
It'd be like
game sevens built in. Mike Knoebel, a good man on and off the ice. Appreciate all your insight during the season. Maybe we'll grab you back in when the Griffins are rolling through the Calder Cup playoffs in the American Hockey League.
You got it, dude. You got it.
All right, Mike Knoebel checking in on the Meyer. got signed, and I know Knubel's going to be part of the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give celebrity golf outing before the tournament begins Father's Day week at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. Ticket and tourney info available right now at MeyerLPGAClassic.com.